Hello. Hi, everybody, again. This is a song that some of you might have heard already on Sabbath, but I think that the message of it is something we can't have enough of, and it reminds us of what living at the love of Christ looks like, especially in end times. So I pray that you're blessed, and pray that you'll prepare your hearts for what I'm sure is a needed message.
Brothers, let us come together, walking in the Spirit. There's much to be done. We will come reaching out from our comforts, and they will know us by our love. Sisters, we were made for kindness. We can pierce the darkness as He shines through.
Children, you must bear the witness. Stand firm in the truth now. There's much to be done. You will be reaching long after we've gone. And they
consuming fire and endless night.
Would it be love if it didn't warn
would
you?
Would it be love?
Would it be love if it didn't warn you? Would it be love if it didn't warn you?
Would it be love?
Would it be love if it didn't warn you? A very solemn message for a very solemn hour in these days when life is just a game. Brings us to our senses as God appears in power and sends three angels to proclaim a warning, life or death. And yet, would it be love if it didn't warn you? Would it be love if it didn't warn you? Would it be love if it didn't warn you?
Mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slandering, liars, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. They are church people who speak the language, but they are not little Christs. They are not Christians. Commit your all to being nothing like them. They are the kind who worm their way into the homes by grooming women who are overwhelmed and need help, who are loaded down with sins and the fruit of their mistakes and are swayed by all kinds of needy desires, always learning different ideas, but never able or willing to see the whole picture of the whole truth and be changed. These teachers of the counterfeit oppose the truth. They are people of depraved minds who, as far as faith is concerned, are rejected. But they will not get very far because in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everyone. It will be obvious. But you know all about God's teaching, his way of life, his purpose, and what faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings all look like. You know the kinds of things that happen to loyal and true Christians. But God can rescue his followers right out of the flames, boiling over oil and storming water if he wills. Everyone who lives a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know the trustworthiness of the people who taught you, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.